This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. Our top stories first. Hearing on the issue of dissolution of the House of Representatives continues today as well. CPN-UML Central Committee meeting begins and US and NATO forces leave Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan after 20 years. Now, the news in detail. Hearing on the case related to the House dissolution of the House of Representatives has begun in the Constitutional Bench in Supreme Court today as well. Debating on behalf of the Prime Minister, Advocate Ramesh Guragai said there was no possibility of forming a government even after the reinstatement of the House of Representatives. Legal practitioners have been debating the writ petition on behalf of the Prime Minister for the past 2 days. After the debate on behalf of the Prime Minister today, legal practitioners will debate on behalf of the House Speaker Agni Sapkota. An hour has been allotted for debate on behalf of the Speaker. After the debate on behalf of the Speaker, the writ petitioner will again debate the reply of the legal practitioner. Then, amicus curiae will give its opinion on the issue, for which a time limit of 2 hours has been fixed. The meeting of the CPN-UML Central Committee has started at Prime Minister's residence in Balwatar. The meeting, chaired by Party President and Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, is attended by Vice President Bamdev Gautam. Leaders from Madhub Nepal's faction are not participating in the meeting. Addressing the meeting, Party President and Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli said that despite thousands of efforts, there are some forces playing games not allowing the party to unite. He said that various problems has emerged in the party and the country, adding that political problems and anarchy created by the parties have created more problems. Prime Minister Oli further added, there was a growing tendency to consider breaking party discipline as bravery, pushing politics to court and continuing efforts to eliminate progressive forces. The prohibitory order imposed to contain the spread of COVID-19 since May 5 in the Humla district has been lifted from yesterday midnight. Chief District Officer and Coordinator of District COVID-19 Crisis Management Center, DCCMC, Ganesh Acharya, said that the people in the district, however, will abide by health protocol although the prohibitory order was lifted. With this decision, the private airline companies could operate their flights to Humla from Nepalganj and Surkhet from today. At present, there are a total of 34 active cases of coronavirus in Humla district, including 7 in district headquarters, Simcoat. The one-way vehicular movement has come into operation from 9 a.m. today along the Butwal-Narayanagarh section of the East-West Highway. The traffic on this section of the highway was disrupted for 21 hours after the diversions at Thumsi in Gaindakot were swept away by a flood on Thursday morning. Area Police Post Gaindakot Chief Lakshmi Pandey said security personnel constructed new diversion at the disrupted points and made one-way traffic movement possible. The weather is predicted to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province, and at few places of the Karnali Province and Sudur Paschim Province. There are chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at some places of the Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and chances of very heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The last US and NATO forces have left Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan, the epicenter of the war against the Taliban and Al-Qaeda for some 20 years. The pullout could signal that the complete withdrawal of the forces from Afghanistan is imminent. President Joe Biden has said U.S. forces will be gone by September 11th. But the withdrawal from the sprawling base north of Kabul comes as Taliban insurgents continue to advance in many parts of Afghanistan. The September 11 deadline is the anniversary of the Al-Qaeda attacks on America in 2001, which killed nearly 3,000 people and sparked the U.S.-led invasion of Afghanistan. Australia will halve the number of international arrivals in it accepts after COVID-19 outbreaks put half the population in lockdown this week. The country's strict border rules have only allowed Australians and people with exemptions to enter. From 14th July, Australia will accept just over 3,000 people a week, a measure likely to last until next year. Prime Minister Scott Morrison said the cuts could reduce pressure on the quarantine system. Virus leaks from the hotel quarantine, which is mandatory for all arrivals, have been source of numerous outbreaks across the country. A wildfire has burned 90% of the village that recorded Canada's highest ever temperature. Brad Weiss said the fire has caused extensive damage to Layton in British Columbia and to surrounding critical infrastructure. Jan Polderman, mayor of Layton, told he has been lucky to get out with his own life. Experts say that climate change is expected to increase the frequency of extreme weather events such as heat waves. However, linking any single event to global warming is complicated. Layton this week recorded country's highest ever temperature of 49.6 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, top stories once again. Hearing on the issue of dissolution of the House of Representatives continues today as well. CPN-UML Central Committee meeting begins, and US and NATO forces leave Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan after 20 years. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.